So let me quickly go over the rules first. You will take turns answering Age of Empires 2 related questions. These can be tech tree related questions, gameplay questions, or even tournament related questions. There will be 20 questions in total, divided into three groups of increasing difficulty. You'll get 1 point for a level 1 question, 2 points for a level 2 question, and 3 points for a level 3 question. In the case of an incorrect answer, your opponent will have the chance to steal. Any questions? No? Great. The questions for this quiz have been generously provided by the Reddit user AzotSpike, who's already published a couple of really entertaining quizzes on Reddit. And for those of you watching or listening to this, if you happen to be someone who enjoys coming up with fun and entertaining questions related to Age of Empires 2, send me an email and maybe we can have your questions featured in a potential future episode of the show. Now, since our friend Tristan here was crying about the fact the last time he participated in a quiz show, he got 11-0'd, I made sure the first questions are really simple, just to give everybody a sense of pride and accomplishment. I was waiting for a retort there. It's not coming. That's fine.
Well, I was going to retort, but then I thought you were going to continue talking. So no, did I say 11-0? I remember it was bad.
Well,
I remember it was bad, and I was rather annoyed with Nilly's questions because I think it was on a Nilly quiz show against Dave at one point.
Well, I can pull up the receipt.
It doesn't matter. Moving on.
First easy question for Nilly. So, which civilization has no knights but can still produce three different units from their stable, Nilly? That's a pretty easy question, if you ask me.
I would say Gojaras.
That's indeed correct. 1 point for Nilly. Easy game. See, I wasn't lying. Now, first easy question for Tristan. You nervous, Tristan?
I really thought Nilly wasn't going to get that one for a second. I was excited.
So, what is the total cost of every single possible unit in Age of Empires 2? It's bait. Relax. I'm joking.
I was starting to do the math. Ye of little faith, Nelson. Ye of little faith. I would have got that.
Okay.
You would have had to give me some time.
I just wanted to see if you're going to panic or not. You've stayed remarkably composed. Okay, so now the real question. Which civilization has no crossbows and no champions?
Bulgarians.
Easy. 1 point for T90. So you're already doing better than last time, Tristan. Okay, moving on. Question for Nelly. Steal 1 point. What is the only civ that lacks both blast furnace and plate barding armor? And just for the people who play the game in another language, not in English, we're talking about the Imperial Age blacksmith upgrades for melee attack and cavalry armor, respectively.
So melee attack and cavalry armor are missing?
Melee attack and cavalry armor missing, respectively. That's correct. Feel free to think aloud.
Well, no, Tristan can steal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not allowed. I can't.
If there was a buzzer, man, I would have been.
Try harding here. I like it. Well, I thought this was going to be easy.
Nilly's sweating right now.
Yeah, he's just
he's
bluffing,
sweating.
No, I don't know. I know some civs that either are lacking.
I'm pretty sure you do. You do. Let me repeat the question. What is the only civ that lacks both blast furnace and plate barding armor? I'm pretty sure you know this. Well, I really want you guys to get the first questions right, so I'm going to give you a hint.
What is this? I had less time to add up all the costs of every tech in the game that Nilly's had for this.
Fair enough. No help for me.
Okay, I will say Vietnamese.
That's incorrect. Do you want to steal?
Koreans.
That's correct. T90 takes the lead. Wow. You're doing better than you thought, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm just waiting for the Liquipedia to start emerging out of Nilly's brain when we get to the tournament later.
By the way, whenever there's a hard question, I want to see your hands, my friends. There's not going to be any Googling going on here.
Oh,
okay?
Please. We have... Winning's important to Nilly and I, but it's not that important.
All right, T90, what are the only two civs that don't get onagers?
Turks and Huns.
Easy. Wow. Look at you. Okay. Starting to feel bad for Nili.
Don't have to yet.
No, I mean, do you feel like the questions are easier for T90? Well, you obviously do.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay, things are going to change. Things are going to change. Okay, so question for Nili, still 1 point. What is the only trash unit that we're talking about, units that cost no gold, whose upgrade doesn't cost any gold either? And we are talking about elite upgrade.
Ah. Trash unit and the elite upgrade.
What is the only trash unit whose elite upgrade doesn't cost any gold either? Well, me just adding elite there is pretty much a giveaway, actually.
I have to be... Wow.
Right, just go over all the units, because I'm pretty sure you're going to get this one. Go over all the trash units, you know.
Well, Spearman line, no. Skirm, no. Hussar, like scout line, no.
Correct.
Then we go into unique units.
All that is correct. Is
which of those don't cost gold? Magia Hussar in the standard form costs gold. Transport ship doesn't have elite.
We're talking about military units, so transport ship.
I know it's not my question, but can I ask for clarification? Are you saying the upgrade or the unit?
I'm saying the upgrade, the elite upgrade for the unit.
Neither costs gold, the unit or the upgrade.
That's correct.
Oh, neither.
That's
okay,
correct.
Okay.
Wow, is this really that hard?
I know it. Okay, I think it's the elite janitor.
Correct. Ooh. That's 1 point for Nili.
That took some time. Okay, okay.
No. Okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit bad here. I kind of just mixed up the questions, wasn't really looking who's getting what. Okay, well, things are going to change. It's still 2 points for Nili, 3 points for T90. Still 1 point. What is the only civ that gets bombard tower, but no bombard cannon and no hand cannon here? This is pretty easy.
Chinese.
Correct. 1 point for T90. Moving on, Nili, how many players participated in Red Bull Wololo 5? Really?
Well, without qualification, right? So,
correct. How many players were in Heidelberg?
Well, T90 and Dave are not counting, I assume, right?
They're not counting. We're talking about players participating in the main event.
I think we ended up with 14.
That's correct. 1 point for Nili. Last question from a first level, T90. How many Red Bull Wololo tournaments were there in 2021?
Sorry, looking at the calendar here, trying to think back.
Yeah. Make sure it's only the calendar.
2021, well, Google. We obviously had Red Bull Wololo 5. I believe there might have been one in like February or March. So I'm going to say 2.
That's incorrect. Do you want to steal, Nili?
Steal and say 3.
That's correct. And we had Red Bull 3 in January, Red Bull 4 in June, and Red Bull 5 in September. So that means we're equal in points. 4 points for Nili, 4 points for T90. Moving
stolen.
On.
Stolen.
Yeah, stolen. Level 2 questions.
Oh,
these are going to be harder. And I thought the first ones were actually easy.
Twice as hard.
Twice as hard at least.
Oh boy, Nili.
Right, so for this question, this is a multiple choice question, so there won't be any possibility to steal, okay? So only Nili will be able to answer this question. Nili, from the following 4 units, which one has the highest cost in total resources? World Raider, Samurai, Obuk, or Sergeant? Feel free to think aloud. T90 won't be able to steal this question. By the way, same thing will be true for the next question.
Mm-hmm. So, Vote, Samurai,
Obuk, or Sergeant?
And Sergeant, oh boy. They all have like similar around the champion, right? I think Vote is like 65-25. I think Obuk is cheaper. Samurai is, I thought, something like 60-30. And
dude, not
Sergeant,
bad so far. Not
I think it's 65-35 or something like that. 60-35. So I would but sergeant is also like feudal. It's like 55-35, something like that.
I'll say I'm pretty impressed so far. Not saying you're in the right direction.
You still could screw it all up, is basically what he's saying.
So basically, right, the decision is between samurai and sergeant. And then I will go for sergeant.
That's correct. Congratulations. Dude, ooh, not bad at all.
So what were the numbers?
Road Raider, I only know, only look this up, sorry. It's 90 resources altogether. It's what you said, actually. Mm-hmm. Nice. Samurai is 90 resources together. O-Book much nice, cheaper. You were right there as well. And Sergeant is 60 food, 35 gold. So pretty much on the money.
Five extra. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Well done. Well, oof, done. So these, that was a level 2 question. That means 2 points.
Ching. Okay.
Okay. So Nili won't be able to steal the next question either. T90, from the following 4 units, which one has the highest cost in total resources? So basically the same question, but the options are Conquistador, Arambai, Boyar, or Camel Archer. Again, feel free to think aloud.
But Nili was so specific. I feel like you set the bar really high. Okay, I think Conk is 65-50 or 65, something like that. Boyar, honestly, no clue. Camel Archers, like, there were actually 3 separate costs for Camel Archers over the last couple of years. It used to be like 60-40, then it's like 65.
Unfortunately, no bonus points for history lessons.
Yeah, sure, sure. And then what was the 4th unit?
So we're talking about the Arambai, Conquistador, Arambai, Boyar, or Camel Archer.
Arambai. I mean, it must not be cheap because no one makes them. and they also saw cost increases.
They had like 6 changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Trample damage was one of them, wasn't it?
No, that was their... the big change for them, I think, is they no longer melt buildings. Melt buildings like crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was the one of the early. I think they got like cheaper, then more expensive, and then cheaper again.
Well, this is tricky because like the Arambai has me confused because I know that when they were really dominant, the cost was increased, but then they were still dominant, and I don't know if the cost was decreased or if it's just the unit being kind of overall meh right now.
Are you asking for you're asking for help, T90?
No, I'm not asking for help. I'm just okay. I'm just trying to think this through. Like, well, it should be the Conquistador, I feel.
But
I don't think it's the Camel Archer. I'm gonna go Conquistador. I think it's between the Conquistador and the Arambai, but
that's unfortunately incorrect. Nili, you wanna try a guess? You're not gonna get a point, but you wanna try to guess?
I will go with Arambai.
Arambai is correct, indeed. It's pretty close, so don't feel bad, D90. Arambai is 135 resources, Conquistador 130, Boyar 130 as well, and Camel Archer 110. You did say that Camel Archers were cheaper, so you were pretty close there.
It feels like Kong is the most expensive, though, because you have to invest food, right?
Yeah, yeah,
indeed.
Yeah,
indeed. Arambai is 75 wood, 60 gold. Indeed.
What's the difference between an Arambai and a Camel Archer, since we're talking about it, in terms of total resources?
Right, so Camel Archer is 110, and Arambai 135.
Pretty sick. Okay. Camel Archer, right, crazy.
Yeah.
Moving on. No points for anybody in this question. Question 3 from level 2. Nili, what is the only civ with fully upgraded heavy cavalry archers and halberdiers?
Fully upgraded cav archers?
And halberdiers. For the cavalry archers, we're talking about archery range and blacksmith. And for the halberdiers, we're talking about barracks and blacksmith.
Oh, all like both fully upgraded?
Fully upgraded. Both fully
okay,
upgraded.
Okay.
Only civ in the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There will be a chance to steal for this.
Yeah,
question.
That's a steal chance. Okay.
Just to make it clear, it's just whenever I give you guys options, I'm obviously not going to give the chance to steal because it would make it a lot easier for the opponent.
No.
What do you,
One comes to mind very quickly.
Can you say what it is?
No.
Okay, you don't want to help T90. Love it. Love it. Really, really wanting to win here. I love it.
Oh, it's just so easy to forget something very basic there. And like, I don't know, like last armor for infantry is something that like probably...
Like with Koreans, is that what you're saying?
You just eliminated this if he was going to guess. Come on.
No, I was just thinking about the question before. No hint here.
I know he knows it's not Korean, so we're good.
I have two, and I don't know which one. Like, I have two where I think it would be true. So one of them has to be missing something that I don't know of. I will go with Magyars.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for T90?
Japanese.
Correct. That's two points for T90.
Sick.
Well done.
What is Magyars missing? Last armor for infantry?
Yep.
I wouldn't know that. I didn't look into that. I'm sorry. Wow. Look at you guys. Both rocking 6 points. As close as it gets. T90, name two of the three civs whose unique units don't need any gold for the elite upgrade. Just for clarification, we're talking about... just for clarification, we're talking about unique units that can only be produced from a castle.
Okay. So a castle. So Janitor would not count in this case. Okay.
That's correct.
Well, I know Camel Archer's one of them.
And there will be a chance to steal, by the way.
I believe... I mean, if I get three guesses then, like if this next one's wrong, I'm like 99% it's also the Mayans with the plumed archers.
Okay, so just to be perfectly clear, what are your answers here?
Yeah, screw it. Plumes and camel archer.
Plumes, so you mean Mayans and Berbers. And that's Berbers, incorrect. Yeah.
Really?
Neely's got the chance to steal.
Ooh.
Wait, what was it? You said it costs no gold to get the elite upgrade?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Oh, I should have taken more time.
Oh. Okay, now we have to think through that. Feels like one of the newer civilizations. In the past, everyone had gold. I have one strong contender.
Well, now you can...
Okay. I'm thinking like Mayans is obvious. Like I think it's like 700 and 1,000. I'm thinking about...
Impressive. Vietnam. That's correct. For me, I mean, Neil T90 knew that as well, so I'm going to give you that. And T90, there's not going to be any Googling, my friend.
And I can't fact check this.
You can.
You can afterwards.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. No, you can.
Berbers cost gold. I'm considering Vietnamese. Just the other day, I researched something and was surprised that I didn't have to invest gold. So, if I had a list of all civilizations, I think it could have been easier for me as well. Can't be Turks, Vikings. Like if I have endless time, I will get it 100%, because I will just go through every civilization.
Okay, you don't have endless time, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm just trying to buy myself time while I talk.
I love the strategy. Something that streamers have got to be very good at, just buying time with their talk.
Just think about like when are we reaching Imp and we don't care about gold that much for the elite upgrade. Mayans is the problem because you rarely have that much food when you reach Imp, so it's still like you ideally would love to spend the gold and wood. Persians, Celts, Mongols, all gold. Which of the new ones? I don't like all the new, like it could be like Dravidians. I think I never clicked the elite Dravidian thing.
Dravidian thing.
Yeah.
All right, Neely, we need an answer here, my friend.
Okay, I will say Vietnamese again.
That's incorrect.
I won't get a point, but can I have a suspicion?
Yeah, you can. Try it.
Bengalis,
it's one of them. So you got two correct. The other one would be Cumans. And they're elite Kipchak.
Ooh. Yeah. It's 1100 and 1K, right?
Correct, dude.
I could have sworn Elite Camel Archer was 1100 wood.
Well, as like I assume
800 food.
You have fact checked that by now.
No, I have not. I've not.
You have not. Okay. Well, we're just going to trust our good friend Azat Spike here. Again, thank you so much for the questions, my friend. Moving on, Nelly, still level 2 question. What civ did the Viper use in the very last game of Red Bull Wololo 5 finals? You were casting T90. Don't look to me like that. That's going to be easier for you, of course.
I will say Teutons.
That's correct. 2 points for Nelly.
Sick. I did not know that 2 weeks. I would not have known it 2 weeks ago. But I actually, like, for the recap for Red Bull video, I actually had to, like, select highlights for the Red Bull production.
Uh-huh,
and I actually said, like, wow, that was the Teuton game. And the last game of Red Bull Wololo 1 was also Land Madness, also Teutons. Look at the balls of that guy. And then they didn't even get it into the trailer. But yeah, okay.
That would be my next question off the record. What was the map played? Land Madness, indeed. Okay, moving on. T90. Who's the only player to have made it to the semifinals of all 5 Red Bull Wololo tournaments?
If I had to answer within 2 seconds, I would have gone for it. But the last time, I should have taken more time. So, making the semifinals at least of every single one.
That's correct.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's Viper. I don't think it's Yo. Could be Doubt, but I don't think it's him either. Not Hera.
Do you want to say who's
so
in your mind right now?
I believe it's
Leary. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That's correct. 2 points for T90. Well done. Not bad. 8 points each. And we're moving on to level 3.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah. Things about to heat up.
How many questions do we still have left?
We have 6 questions left. And remember, each of these questions is now 3 points.
Oof.
It's worth 3 points. A lot on the line, man. A lot on the line. So
getting nervous.
Yep. Yep. I can tell. All right. So it's Nilly. First question, level 3. What is the only civ that lacks both Blast Furnace and Ring Archer Armor? So just to make it clear, again, to the people who don't play Age of Empires 2 in English, we're talking about the Imperial Age Blacksmith upgrades for melee attack and pierce armor, respectively. These
what,
I'd never be able to
and
answer.
Pierce armor? You mean like armor for archers?
Correct. Like correct.
Pierce and melee armor.
Correct.
No. The
melee
armor?
Attack, melee attack, and pierce armor.
What?
There's the like, blast furnace and ring archer armor. Missing
yeah, so,
both.
But that's more than pierce armor. Armor for archers. That's what we mean.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
The final, the final attack and then the final armor.
Yeah, I don't want to get
attack
too
on melee and
but
then
I
the
think
final
that's
armor on archers.
Widely known as pierce armor, I believe. But yeah, you got it. You
okay.
Got it.
And there are 2 civs that don't have those two.
No, there's only one civ.
There's
one
civ.
One civ.
That's missing both of them.
Correct.
That's Malians.
That's incorrect.
Your
chance
jars.
To steal for Tina. Correct.
Good job.
Wow.
Blast furnace and the last armor.
Yep.
For Pierce. Okay.
I am massively impressed by that one.
Ah,
okay.
Franks are missing the second armor for
so
archers, right?
1, 2, 3 points for T90. You're not googling that one, were you, T90?
No, I've.
Actually,
you know how many Gajara games we've seen over the last month? I've seen a lot of Gajara games.
Actually,
so.
I can see your screen light up whenever you're just looking at something.
Oh, when
so
I go to Google, yeah.
Don't even try to do it.
The only other tab I have open is Camel Archer, and I was wrong, so.
Right, so moving on, T90. 3 points. What is the only civ that lacks both Blast Furnace and Plate Mail Armor? So, again, we're talking about melee attack and infantry armor.
Ooh, it's so easy when Nilly gets the questions because there's no pressure.
Oh, I'd
okay,
like
so,
to hear
so
that you're
final,
feeling pressure.
Final infantry armor and also final attack for melee. Nothing's coming to mind right now.
I find these incredibly hard. That's why I was so impressed your Gajaras.
No, that's not it. feel like there's going to be quite a few from the newer civilizations, but if it were to be, it's not Dravidians.
Just to be clear, there's not going to be quite a few. There's only one.
Yeah.
You probably meant like possibilities.
Yeah, I meant possibilities. I mean, the Bengalis might as well not even exist right now. So, I think a lot that have that are missing one or the other, but both is tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Again,
I'm gonna tell you what Nilly can steal, right?
He can steal.
Okay, I'll shut up then.
I just for fairness' sake,
he's going to.
for fairness' sake, I need to pressure you a little bit here because I was pressuring Nilly before as well.
Sure.
So let's get an answer in a couple of seconds.
Ooh. Lithuanians?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a tricky one.
I'm massively impressed. 3 points for T90 for this one. We're 14 points for T90 and 8 points for Nilly. But there's still a lot of points on the line. Okay, so there's not going to be a chance to steal for this next question. Nilly, assuming full post-imperial upgrades, which unit or group of units would destroy a non-upgraded castle the fastest? Got the question?
Which?
Here are the options. Yeah, here are the options. 7 elite Tarkins, 9 elite Huskarls, a Japanese trebuchet, or Hufnicha. I'll repeat the question just in case.
Full all upgrades?
Assuming full post-imperial upgrades, except for the castle. So assuming this for the units. Which unit or group of units would destroy a non-upgraded castle the fastest? I see that the wording here is a little bit off. But we're talking about full imperial upgrades for the units, but not for the castle. Is that clear?
Yeah.
I don't think it would make a difference anyway, but just we are sure. We're not going to give any wrong answers here. Again, no chance to steal, so feel free to think out loud.
It feels a bit weird. I'm not sure. It doesn't make a difference that we have Cataperupto for the Japanese traps, because that's fully upgraded. Then they shoot faster, and I think that should be enough. Otherwise, I would say Tarkins could have been a good contender. Especially with less upgrades, melee was 7 Huskarls. No, 7 Tarkins, 9 Huskarls.
Correct.
1 trap and 1
Hufnicha.
Correct. Hufnicha, I don't see that. I think, yeah, you do some damage, but less than a trap. So I will go for Cataperupto trap.
That's correct, Nilly. Wow. You guys are good. Jeez, I'm amazed. So 3 points for Nilly. Just a little bit of a context here. A Japanese trap takes 74 seconds to destroy the castle. Tarkins and Huskarls would take 78 seconds both, so combined. Pretty close. And the Hufnicha was indeed very far at the end with 95 seconds. And just a funny aside here from Azot Spike, if you were to give the elite Tarkins one more unit, 8 units, they would then beat the Japanese trebuchet. Congrats. Wow. Amazing. You got this one. Moving on. Again, there's not going to be a chance to steal for Nilly for this next question. Assuming full post-imperial upgrades and no micro, which of the following groups of units is the only one capable of destroying a British town center fully garrisoned with vills before dying? Got the question? Want me to repeat it?
Why Britons?
Could you repeat the question? Sorry.
A fully upgraded Briton, TC?
That's correct. That's correct. In this case, we're assuming full imperial upgrades for everything. I see the wording here was very, very poor for these two questions. All right, here come the options. 5 Khanaks, 6 Teutonic Knights, 8 Obuk, or 10 Shotel Warriors. Again, no chance to steal. Feel free to think aloud.
The units get attacked by the town center, I
assume. Correct.
I just want to be clear on that. Can you repeat the options again?
Sure. I'm going to read the whole thing again. Assuming full post-imperial upgrades and no micro, which of the following groups of units is the only one capable of destroying a British town center, fully garrisoned with vils before dying? 5 Conics, 6 Teutonic Knights, 8 Obuk, or 10 Shotel Warriors? By the way, the no micro is just because I remember Rubenstock during that game with Andre, the way he was baiting the castle fire with that.
Yeah.
You guys remember that? Okay, just wanted to make sure that
that's the units.
It's not going to be an option.
Fully garrisoned with vils makes this tricky because Shotel Warriors are made of paper, but they have a lot of attack.
And again, just to reiterate, there's not going to be a chance to seal. Yeah. Correct. Feel free to think aloud.
I mean, Conics will survive a bit longer. Then you also have the dismounted Conic, which helps a little bit. Teutonic Knights are sick. And they have more HP. They should also die decently fast to a town center. So I have always felt like they have too much pierce armor, so... can you give me the numbers of the units again?
For sure.
5 so Conics?
5 Conics, 6 Teutonic Knights, 8 Obuk, or 10 Shotel Warriors.
I'm going to go with the Teutonic Knights.
That's incorrect. Neely won't have the chance to steal, but he can try to guess.
I would have guessed Teutonic Knights as well, but I also would have said that none of them win.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been an option, but it's actually Obuk. They have a lot of pierce armor. And they have a lot of bonus damage against buildings.
I didn't know they had bonus damage against buildings.
And how much pierce do they have? Don't they have like 4?
No, it's like, I think it's 6.
6 no, pierce I'm for being, Elite Obo.
Yeah.
I'm being put on the spot here, but I'm going to trust Tinani on this one. And just as a curiosity as well, if you were to give one more unit to each of these groups, all of them would be able to destroy the British town center.
It wasn't who does it the fastest, it's which one can actually achieve it.
Can actually do it without dying. Correct.
Sick. Okay. I would have thought all of them lose. Like, if 15 villagers inside, chemistry, bracer, architecture, like, I'm not sure.
Architecture, correct. Yeah. Architecture.
That's like, architecture. While getting there, they I thought you already
I guess
like
it's like,
unit.
It's like, it's probably like a photo finish where the TC's garrisoned and like there's 2 more Obuk left and then 1 more hit and then the TC on garrisons. And so then they're, you know, maybe there's 1 guy remaining at that point. I don't know.
Mr. Azot Spike, he tested this many, many times, so I'm pretty sure this is the correct answer.
Sick.
Moving on. It's going to be Nilly.
11, 14 or something?
That's correct. 11, 14.
Okay. Still a chance.
And this is your last question, Nilly. So, you're the last question directed at you. You still have the chance to steal the next question. So, who are the semi-finalists of Hidden Cup 3?
How many Hidden Cups did we have?
Am I allowed 16. To say that, T90? Am I allowed to give that to get that hint? Or
yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
I feel a little disrespected, but it's fine.
Okay, 4 was the last one, right?
Correct.
So 3 that would have been was way too still easy. Viper winning, and he won that. I think Lame Fest against Hera, right? In like 4-0 fashion.
Just because you're talking a lot. There will be a chance to seal.
Okay. Well, I think.
Yeah, don't give me any hints here, Nilly.
It's more like, okay, now I need to guess who they played in the semis.
I was afraid this would be a little bit too easy. I'm happy it's not.
No. I know that Hera. Didn't he eliminate Tedo and Doubt? I think it was Tedo in the first round. And could have been Doubt in quarters or semis, but I don't think Doubt made it into semis. Ooh. Don't think the max. Jordan wasn't playing. Oh. This is guessing for me. Mm.
Okay. This is your last question. I'm actually going to give you as much time as you want, but please show me your hands just in case.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I will just, I think, was it Hera, Lyri, Samwise, maybe? And now I just need an opponent for Viper. Was it MVL? Dogao made quarters, right? I think Dogao beat someone there. Oh, Dogao. Dogao lost in the semis to Viper, I believe, right?
I would love to help you, but there's did he too lose much in the quarters?
Stake here. No, he didn't.
We're talking about the most prestigious quiz show in Age of Empires 2.
Viper, I think he played Dogao in Cup 3. But were semis played on the same day as the finals?
I don't know the answer to that question. But Tristan, is
cool. Sorry, what are we talking about?
Our final?
What event is this?
Hidden Cup 3 finals. Are the finals played on the same day as the... Not cast? Are they played?
I thought the whole
same
event was part of a 24-hour stream. Was I wrong?
Oh, okay.
The bluffing. I love it.
I think it's Rex semifinals and finals are live. So, did Dogao really make semifinals?
You don't have your phone right there, T90, do you? It looked like you were looking at your phone, my friend.
What? I do have my phone here. I didn't touch it.
Okay.
I don't know any other indicators for me. Oh wait, Hidden Cup 3. Oh.
We're starting all over.
No, I'm getting something again.
T90's face tells me he knows the answer.
Hey, I'm sure he knows the answer.
He's actually confusing me. I immediately knew the answer. And now as he talks, my brain's going around in circles. So.
Okay.
So it's doing its job, nearly.
I'm pretty sure Dogao had a big run, but might have been quarterfinals, played Viper then. But feels like maybe semis. But who eliminated Yo then? I have no idea. Hidden Cup 4, Yo got eliminated by Jordan in semis after Yo didn't even train because he didn't take Jordan seriously. it just feels so wrong to say it. Maybe I confused Tristan enough that he will get it wrong now.
Doesn't know it either. Love the strategy.
I will say Viper, Dogao, Lyri, Hera.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. T90, chance to steal and to win the whole show.
All right, so you did confuse me with the whole Dogao-Yo conversation because Dogao did have a good set against Viper. I think it was only one win, but I remember he dominated Viper on Islands. And so I was talking through the same thing, and my head was like, I believe
he's just buying his time. He knows he's going to win. He's just buying his time, Tiani.
I
can tell.
Won 3-1 against Yo, and I believe he won 3-1 against Dogao. But what the only thing that's confusing in my mind is, did Viper beat Yo in the quarterfinals and Dogao in the semifinals, or is it flipped? Because the other semifinal, I'm pretty certain, because the quarter, I think the quarter was Doubt and Hera, where Hera won 3-2. Doubt was totally dejected and said he should have won that series, and I agree. And then it was Hera Tato, because I'm pretty certain it was Hera Tato in that
I'm
semi.
I'm so scared right now. I had this,
and then
this answer
it
wrong.
Was Viper. We all know what Viper did in the finals. Again, it was a 3-1 scoreline in the semi, and now I'm like, was it Yo or was it Dogao? It's actually been long enough now. I actually forget what Yo's name was, which is what's really getting me right now.
What a nail biter here. Wow.
It's one of those two for sure. But I just don't recall who Dogao would have had a run against. I remember. Wait. Now I remember.
Here we go
King
again.
Alfonso. King Alfonso versus Joan the Maid. Okay, no, that was what sent Tato to the semis. This is when he beat Leary. So I'm correct in the upper part of the bracket.
Oh man, I'd love to help, but there's so much at stake here.
What is Yo's freaking name?
That would be my next question, by the way. What were their character names? just as an aside, but I'm still waiting for the answer.
I think it's Yo. I think it was Viper Yo, and I think it was Hera Tato.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
That's incorrect.
Oh,
the
God.
Game is alive.
Well, then both? It has to be
Dogao.
Viper Dogao, Tato Hera.
And that's correct. That Ooh. Would be the correct answer.
Okay.
So wow. I had a run.
Tato beat Leary.
Leary, that was true.
In my mind, the reveal video was playing, and I remember Dogao coming late. You know, like all the whooshing visual effects, and then Dogao there with his big jacket in Brazil, you know.
Yeah, he did lose to Viper 4-1 in the semifinal, so you were correct there. I mean, you weren't correct. You were correct that it was between Dogao or Yo. Yeah, so you know the name of the characters, just as a curiosity. You said Tato, Joan, the Maid, that's correct. Do you know Hera?
Hera was Katyan Khan.
Katyan Khan, correct, the Viper.
Saladin.
Saladin, and Dogao then was...
Dogao and Yo, I was completely blanking on. I think if I would have remembered those names, I would have...
It was Emperor in the Barrel, was his name.
Oh, sick. That was such a sick
Wow. Name. It's alive. So,
time to steal.
Right? Yeah. So if T90 answers the next question wrongly and Neely steals it, we're going to have a draw.
No tiebreaker? I can.
What was
I of course not. Question.
What was Dogao's?
Wait. There's going to be a draw, and then there are bonus questions, of course.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Hold on. Okay, I'm just searching for Yo's name. I'm sorry. I have to know because it's bothering me. I didn't know.
Okay. Now I hope it's an NSC question, just to make it fair. It has to be an NSC question.
Yeah,
Tristan.
Those are some very impressive predictive skills, Neely, my friend.
Oh boy.
Who are
Tristan? This? You're getting stolen.
If it's in the first two, I might be in trouble here.
Who are the semifinalists of NAC 2? There will be a chance to steal for Neely. If you get it wrong,
this is rough.
Neely has the chance to catch you up in points if you get it
so
right.
So much less confusing
because
the names weren't changed. I honestly don't know. I did not watch a lot. I saw highlight clips of like certain casters casting. But was not watching a ton of it. And I was not there, so I was not casting it at all. I mean, Viper's an obvious one. So it has to be Viper.
No hints for me. Don't need to look at me.
I didn't need a hint for that one, at least.
Man.
This is going to sound bad. I don't even know who was all there, to be honest. Can I get hints on the lineup?
The disrespect. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't even remember because I remember...
If Neely allows me to give the hint,
I'll
give it.
I can give you 7th and 8th place if you want.
I just want... Honestly, sure.
I love the way Neely's pressuring you right now.
I feel like one of the GL guys was out real early or something because they casted more after that. I don't know. Now, don't give me that hint. I'll go Viper, Tato, semi-finalist, right? Yeah, Viper, Tato. I don't think Yo was there. This was pre-DE, so it was not Hera. I'll say Leary, because I think that makes sense from a playing perspective. Probably not Jordan.
Man, I can feel the tension right now. It's palpable.
I feel like I should say Doubt, because every time I'm not going to say Doubt, it's always Doubt. But again, like, I doubt might have been, I forget if it was NAC1 or NAC2, but I know come NAC3, Nilly was like, we're not going to be partying quite as much in between days here, boys. So I don't know. Like, Doubt might have been at that shisha bar every free second. I'll go with Viper, Tato, Doubt, and Leary for the sake of
That's
time.
That's your final answer?
Final answer.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Nilly.
Okay, it obviously was Viper, Tato, final. And I don't remember the semis that much. I think NAC2 semis where the MBL screw up in the semis against Tato, where I think MBL was leading like 3-1 and then picked the wrong civilization, like picked Vikings on Arabia when Idens was still a thing. So I think that was MBL in the other semifinals, and then I don't think Leary lost early, so I will go with Viper, Leary, MBL, Tato.
And that's your final answer?
Yeah.
That's correct!
There you go.
14-14. What an iconic number as well. Wow, This is all coming together today. Okay, so I was actually hoping I would have to use my bonus questions here. So do you guys have a pen and paper?
Yep.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, I'll actually give you guys the option. I have two bonus questions. One of them, if you guys are not in agreement, I'll take the first one. But if you guys are in agreement, we can take the question you guys want. So one is about, is a tech tree question, and another one is a tournament question.
Which tournament one would question.
T90?
Based on the results so far, I feel like I should say tech tree question. So
okay, if there's no agreement, it's going to be the first question. So there's no agreement?
No agreement.
No agreement. It's going to be the tech tree question, which is the first one on my page. Right. So you guys will need to write down your answers for this one, and you'll reveal them at the same time whenever I tell you guys to. Right. So which of the following units' elite upgrade is the most expensive? We're talking about total resources. Organ Gun, Woad Raider, Rattan Archer, or Longbowman? I'm going to repeat the question because there's a lot at stake here. Which of the following units' elite upgrade is the most expensive? Organ Gun, Woad Raider, Rattan Archer, or Longbowman? Man, a lot on the line. Who would have thought? I'm going to give you guys a 30-second timer for this one.
Say them again.
The names? Okay, yeah. It's Organ Gun, Woad Raider, Rattan Archer, or Longbowman. 30 seconds from now.
I have to sing something to fill the emptiness.
Feel sure. I have to sing something. No, we're going to have some background music, don't you worry. Like this really mysterious music, you know. 10 seconds left.
I would have drawn it if I had the time, but I'm not good at drawing, so.
I'm between two.
Okay, time is up. When I say three, you show me your answers to the camera. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's a bit of a fail. I can't see anything.
Longbowman
is
that's what I wrote as well.
Longbowman,
I don't know if you can be
is T90's answer. I'm going to believe you because I can't see anything.
That's a long word there. Yeah,
you're both incorrect.
Nice.
Well, then if it's not that, it has to be the Organ Gun.
I would have said
fairness sake. I was thinking about, should we just give you guys another try, or do we just move on to a second bonus question?
Second bonus question.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Question. Yeah, I think but what is it?
The correct answer would be Woad Raider, believe
it
or not.
That just got cheaper.
Yeah, got to cheaper big time.
I checked it. I checked it. It's 1,800 total resources for the Woad Raider.
No, that's what it was before.
That got changed.
Oh, yes.
It was 1,800 gold before. but it got cheaper.
A few moments later.
Elite upgrade's the same. 1,800.
Wow. Okay, so...
Didn't everything
the question stands.
Cheaper?
We're still tied up. Okay, so... Right, so we're going to do the same thing with the writing the question down in a piece of paper. This one, it's going to be a tournament question.
Okay. I'll write much bigger.
Okay, ready? Bonus question 2. The winner of Red Bull Wololo 3, Doubt, lost one match in the group stage. Who did he lose to? Got the question? The winner of Red Bull Wololo 3, Doubt, lost one match in the group stage. Who did he lose to? I'm going to give you 30 seconds starting now. Either Neely knows exactly what the answer is, or he's just bluffing. I'm gonna go the latter.
I feel like it has to be a GL member with his confidence right now.
And time is up. When I say 3, well, I'm gonna trust that you guys are gonna say
just wait. Just wait till you see this handwriting. It's really bad.
Well, I'm not gonna see it because I guess I'll just trust you guys to say it. Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
Nikov.
What's the correct
Kapoch.
Kapoch is correct. Neely wins the whole show.
Kapoch
is correct. Well, dude, I'm pretty impressed. I gotta say, I wasn't expecting you guys to get so many questions.
That was the group with MBL as well, where they had the crazy game, and Doubt lost to Kapoch, and then I think Kapoch beat MBL, and then the decider Doubt went through in the end. Pretty sure, because I remember Doubt saying, like he felt so confident going into the tournament and wanted to hide strategy, and then he lost to Kapoch, and he's like, I will never hide a strategy again in my life. So that was fortunate for me.
Well, so Neely is our champion for today. I guess Professor Neely strikes again. And once more, T90 was able to keep his impeccable streak of never winning the Age of Empires 2 quiz alive.
Know it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time. This is
14-8 really lead, by the way, at one point.
What a throw.
Oh, well, I'm going to
trust you.
Back
in my day,
we
only did best of 11s.
All right, to those of you guys watching or listening, if you happen to enjoy this kind of content, make sure to like, subscribe, leave us a comment, check some of my other videos we have on the channel, or send me an email with any suggestions, feedback you may have for the show. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye, everyone.